I really hate reporting on tragedies. I guess what the Democrats have done to America over the last few years is a tragedy, but you know what I mean. One of the things I despise most about this business, the media business, especially social media personalities, other YouTubers, content creators, is a lot of them try to rush to be first anytime there is a tragedy, because if it bleeds, it leads, is the old saying about journalism. And they know that they can get clicks by taking advantage of the basic human instinct about whenever there's something terrible that happens and you see a headline about it, most people instinctually want to go and find out what happened. But this Black Hawk helicopter crashing into the American Airlines jet has sparked a conversation about the dangers of DEI, with really the first thought coming to most people's mind is it must have been a diversity hire pilot, because, well, they are always unqualified or severely less qualified than everyone else in the field. Now, there are reports that the pilot flying the Black Hawk helicopter was a woman with only 500 hours of flight experience, which is a low-level experience. The average is 1,000 to 3,000 hours. Now, does that mean that she was a diversity hire or a pilot with a low number of hours and experience? We don't know just yet. And, I mean, there would be an argument to be made that women really probably should just rather be in the kitchen instead of flying aircraft and other things like that. But that's a whole other story. And so far, the names of two of the three people on that helicopter have been released, but not the female pilot, which is causing a lot of people to be suspicious. And suspicion often fuels theories about what really happened. And so there is a name and photos being floated around on Twitter that a lot of people are already claiming, quote, is the pilot, or others making a little more cautious of a stance saying, could this be the pilot? And I just want to caution people before sharing that kind of information, even speculating that that is the pilot, because I've seen countless instances over the last 15 years when there's tragedies and the internet sleuths go and try to find out who's responsible or who the suspect is or what really happened. And many, many times in the first day or two, they come up with the wrong people. The name is of a transgender pilot, and I haven't seen, at least at this point, any evidence that that person actually was the pilot. They are a transgender pilot of Black Hawk. Like I said, sometimes people connect dots that may look like they connect, but in reality, that was a false alarm. So I would just suggest being very cautious before spreading those kinds of, at this point, what would be rumors. But what we do know for a fact, and is obvious, and has been obvious, is that diversity hires are not qualified for the job. And when diversity hires are placed into extremely sensitive positions that involve safety issues, then it makes things a lot more dangerous. And under the Biden administration, the Federal Aviation Administration was, of course, drinking the diversity Kool-Aid and literally pushed to include focusing on hiring people with mental disabilities. This from February of last year, the FAA has been turning away qualified air traffic controllers based solely on race, which means obviously that they're white, and in order to try to make the workforce more diverse, then they're hiring more non-white and unqualified people. Just like many fire departments across the country, as Adam Carolla revealed in his congressional testimony a few years ago, which then came to light after the tragic fires in Los Angeles, where he was turned down from being able to be a firefighter and put to the bottom of the list and had to wait for 7 years while they filled their diversity quotas. And as the FAA became more diverse under the Biden administration, what a surprise, things became more dangerous in the sky. Here is a diversity hire himself, Pete Buttigieg, who was the head of the Department of Transportation under the Biden administration back in 2023.
How concerned are you?
I'm very concerned. We watch these things very closely. If you look at the last decade or so, you would see between 10 and 20 times a year, typically, that this would happen. This year, we're on
close encounters where two planes come way too close for comfort.
This year, we're on track to have more than 20, and even one is one that I would not like to see happen.
What a surprise. As the diversity hires increased, the safety decreased.
I think that I've been somewhat effective. We also were able to get monumental legislation into the FAA Reauthorization Act that really flew under the radar, thank God. But this was funding to make sure that hopefully we can increase the number of African Americans and Hispanics that are entering aviation. And so we set up a situation where basically there will be full rides for those attending land grant HBCUs as well as HSIs to go into aviation.
Here's comedian Rob Schneider doing a stand-up bit about these kinds of dangers. This clip, I believe, is from last year.
The CEO of United Airlines last month, the CEO, he announced of all the hiring for all the new pilots that are coming up this year, all the hiring for the new pilots, the main focus is going to be diversity. What? Diversity? Not the best pilots you can find? The ones with the most hours of experience?
Nope. Not anymore.
Have you done it before? Nope, diversity. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of flying all the time with these white pilots landing safely and on time. Boring.
And as soon as word broke of this crash, everybody with a brain started to suspect one thing.
He then said perhaps the helicopter pilots were the ones who made the mistake.
It's all under investigation.
I understand that. That's why I'm trying to figure out how you can come to the conclusion right now that diversity had something to do with this crash.
Because I have common sense, okay? And unfortunately, a lot of people don't.
A lot of people, including the guy who Joe Biden first appointed to head up the FAA.
What airspace requires an ADS-B transponder?
Not sure I can answer that question right now.
So what are the six types of special use airspace that protect this national security that appear on FAA charts?
Sorry, Senator, I cannot answer that question.
So what are the operational limitations of a pilot flying under basic med?
I'm not a pilot, so...
Can you tell me what the minimum separation distance is for landing and departing airliners during the daytime?
I don't want to guess on that.
Do you know the difference between those two, Part 44809 and Part 107? Do you know the difference there?
No, I cannot.
Of course not. So leave it to President Trump to have to clean up another mess left by the Democrats.
What this presidential memorandum orders is for your Secretary of Transportation and FAA Administrator, in this case, Acting FAA Administrator, to basically ensure that we are actively undoing all of that damage, that we are assessing how much damage was done, and that we're ensuring that people hired within the FAA, in keeping with your memorandum of January 21st, are only the most outstanding capable people for the jobs that they are being hired into.
In other words, competence.
Yes, sir. Elevating competence over everything else instead of the DEI policies that were pursued by the Biden administration.
I think everyone understands that.
Yes, we do.
And Obama.
Yes.
Both of them.
Donald Trump has only been the president again for less than 2 weeks, and already everyone in the country knows that DEI is completely toxic. So thank God that's gone, and thank God the deportations continue. We're continuing to see more clips like this every day of the criminal invaders that Joe Biden let roam free on our streets being rounded up and deported. There were more confirmation hearings yesterday, including for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Cash Patel, who hopefully will be confirmed as the new director of the FBI and the head of Department of Health and Human Services. I didn't watch them. I saw some of the clips. I didn't put together a montage or anything for you. But here is perhaps the best meme to come out of the hearings. Pocahontas was freaking out on RFK Jr., and obviously the meme makers have been polishing their AI skills to create absolutely incredible memes like this. And if you want to get some incredible t-shirts and coffee mugs in three different sizes and women's cuts, then head on over to my online store, markdice.com, or click the link in the description below and check them out.